Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Nearly 600 suicides occur each year in Louisiana. Saturday, the University of Louisiana at Monroe hosts an Out of the Darkness walk. Dr. Damian Cummins is clinic director with the ULM School of Health Professions. Joins me in studio for a preview of the event. Damian, welcome.
Thank you, Bob. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, how did this project, understand this is an inaugural event, how did this come together?
Well, it actually started, Heartbeat Monroe is an organization, and they help individuals that have lost someone to suicide. And so the leader and director of that, Teddy McGehee, had been doing it yearly, and she asked if I would, she wanted to pass the torch in a way. And so, and I took it and kind of run with it, and I've trying to build it up and put it here at the university. And so that's kind of how it got started as far as me holding it.
What is going to be taking place Saturday? When do things get underway?
Well, it's going to be a lot of different events and things going on. We're going to have a lot of kid activities. There's going to be a jumpy house. There are going to be things for face painting. We're going to have entertainment. There's Toby Traylor, a local musician around the area. He's going to be performing. And so, and also there's going to be a walk. We're going to have a balloon release for individuals that have lost a loved one or someone that was close to a loved one that had lost someone to suicide. And so we're going to have a balloon release for it and just a lot of different vendor booths and things that kind of educate the public and bring awareness to suicide.
Who's welcome to attend?
It's open to any and all. It's free. Anybody can attend. We would invite children, also pet friendly. So I know Bark in a Park this weekend. So they can go straight from there to this because our event starts at 9 and they can go straight to it. So it'd be great for all.
When we look at suicide, why bring awareness in this type of program?
I think it's very important because there are stigmas and different things that wrap around kind of the way that people see suicide, and they think maybe if they talk about it or bring it up, then it might push somebody to be suicidal, and that's untrue. And so I think this is a great way of bringing awareness because there are a lot of people that struggle with suicidal thoughts and mental illness and that think that there is no hope and that there's no one out there to help them, and that's what we try to bring awareness to.
Is that one of the points, Damian, that this type of atmosphere, environment, a more social, more at-ease scene could bring about those conversations? Someone could open up a little bit more given the setting?
Absolutely, and I think that's a really great point that you bring up because I think so many people struggle and don't want to bring up that they're struggling or that they don't can't handle things on their own because in today's society, we're kind of brought up to think that we need to do everything on our own, that we don't need to ask for help. And that's so untrue. And we always need help and we always need some kind of support and encouragement. And that's what we need to get the word out to other people that struggle with this.
Is there, when we look at suicide, an age group or a gender that's considered more at risk?
There is. The highest risk group at this point right now are white males from age around 45 to 65. And that kind of fits exactly where Robin Williams was when he took his own life.
Is there another group, we talk about hosting here at the university community? I know that there is that emphasis towards college, especially incoming freshmen in those beginning years, because they're kind of out of their environment and, the opportunity they can get into those thought patterns, per se.
Sure, and some of the other risk factors would be kind of putting somebody out of their own element or having a lot of stress, a prolonged chronic stress in their life or major life changes, things that some people don't have the ability to cope with and things like that it would push somebody or make them have those thoughts.
Some of the partner agencies, some of the resources we can expect to see this Saturday, who's going to be involved?
There will be a lot of the mental health agencies around town, and we're also going to have a actual masseuse that's going to come out and that does some therapeutic acupuncture. So I think there will be some kind of interesting, unique, and a great things for people to kind of watch and kind of see and participate in.
When we talk about the balloon lift that's going to be taking place, the balloon release, tell us about that and how that kind of events you've been involved with and what that means to those who come out and participate.
I think this is a huge deal for that. Especially the people that have lost a loved one, because so many times they may believe or think that because that one loved one is lost that no one wants to bring up that name or talk about it. And so this is a time for everybody to pull together and say that person was special, that person did mean something, and to celebrate the life of that person in a way. And so it's a very emotional and commemorative and celebratory event that we're going to be doing.
What's kind of, if you will, Damien, a next step? Somebody comes out and is involved in the event and then connecting with a local agency, you know, and maybe further discussions, or even becoming a volunteer to help, you know, in support groups.
Sure, yeah, and I think that's part of this too, because with the more education that they get, the more that they recognize the science, and so maybe they have a loved one that may be struggling, and so they'll know how to open that discussion, that dialogue, and talk to them, because, I mean, a lot of times, a lot of people don't know what to say or what to do, and so they don't do anything, and that's what we want to help people with, to build that conversation, to build that bridge to where they know what to say, how to say it, and when they don't, the resources that they can go to get the help.
So things get underway Saturday, and the event's going to be taking place where?
It's going to be here on campus, Bayou Park, and that's directly behind Starbucks on campus here, and it's going to be from 9 to 12.
As far as registration, anything like that concerned for the Saturday event?
You can pre-register, and okay. That's on afsp.org, and you can go in there and look under community walks, or you can register at the event and show up around 8:30, a little bit early, just to register for there. And you can also donate online as well, and if you want more information, you can go to ULM Out of the Darkness Walk on Facebook.
Out of the Darkness Awareness Walk coming up Saturday. Damien Cummins is Clinic Director with the ULM School of Health Professions. Damien, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
You can hear this and other Landiap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.
Support for Landiap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.